Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. 6 weeks ago, most of us were scurrying around trying to find last-minute presents for the holidays, and now as we wind up January, we are on the cusp of all of those wonderful midwinter sales, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of School of Cooking School, you and I think alike on this. If you were dying to get some upgrades for your kitchen gear and you didn't get lucky, now is the time to plan for some productive shopping.
I agree. There's lots of good stuff out there.
There
and lots
really
of good
is.
Deals.
Let me tell you about one thing that I got a couple years ago that has made a huge difference. And It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's a whetstone.
Well, I don't know why everyone's so scared to sharpen their own knives. I mean, you certainly can do a bad job, but it's pretty easy to do a good job. And I like a whetstone because, I mean, basically two types, oil stones, whetstones.
Mm-hmm.
Either one, the oil or the water, is designed to keep the small particles of metal that you're taking off the knife from clogging the stone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like a whetstone because the oil stones get pretty oily and they have to be cleaned. And all you can do is, you know, you just need to soak the stone for at least a couple hours in some water before you use it. And then, boom, it makes a very, very sharp edge on your knife.
Something that I got a couple of years ago that I use all the time now are vacuum sealing machines.
Yeah, these food preservers, we call them, well, the ones we use are chamber vacuum machines, but the tabletop ones, they're great for dried foods or anything you want to seal. The only problem with those is you can't put liquid in the
bag.
That's
right, yeah.
But you can be tricky. You can freeze the liquid into an ice cube, or you can add a lot of gelatin and make the liquid gelatinous cold, and you can put that in the bag and seal it, and then when you go to use it, whether you're cooking sous vide or just dropping it in a pot of boiling water, the liquid will come to life and be right in the bag for you.
And if you go shopping and you find a great buy on steaks or, or something, you get a bunch of them and you put them in the vacuum machine and freeze them. It's great. Here's something I really do like, and I use it every day. It's a handheld pepper grinder.
Yeah.
And I can keep refilling it with all my collection of peppers.
I think it is really important to get a very good one, because a poor one is one of the most frustrating things in the kitchen. You keep turning or you keep cranking this thing and nothing comes out. So getting a good one makes your life a lot easier.
It really does. And there are so many good peppers. I love going over to Aunt Olivier, for instance, seeing all the peppers they've got there.
Yep.
It's fun. Copper pots and pans. Now, a lot of people, and the truth is, a lot of people are attracted to them. They're pricey.
They're very expensive.
But I found out if you go on eBay and you keep your eyes open, you can get some phenomenal deals.
Well,
for some reason, Cuisinart and Kaflon both make really good ones, and I have them at home.
Uh-huh.
And they're surprisingly affordable.
Interesting.
And they look great.
I did hop on eBay, and I did see some really interesting steals for used copper pots.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fun. They look great in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And if you want to keep it clean and keep it shining, here's a really good, very inexpensive tip. Get something that's called the Barkeeper's Friend.
Yeah.
It's a scouring powder.
Yes.
It works like spit. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, because nobody wants ugly, tarnished copper. If you're going to get copper, the idea is to keep it shiny and keep it clean.
It's great. And it just, you know, it polishes it up really easily.
Uh-huh.
And you just, every other time you use your pot, you just, you know, clean it up with that.
Sure.
Hanging up there, it looks great. It sure does impress your friends when they come over. Tell you what. So keep your eyes open for these upcoming sales. There's lots of good things to go out there and buy. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.